This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, January 20th. Well, the cattle market's finding some strength yesterday as the feed grain market ran into some selling and getting a notable correction in feed grains, which clearly had a positive impact for the feeder cattle. Feeder still in a general downtrend, but the live cattle market trying to keep its upward momentum going. The deferred months have had quite a stellar move here. Ever since, you know, early December, it's been on pretty much a one-way trip up and broke into new highs here late last week. But we came back down and we tested the breakouts here this morning. So yesterday, you know, we see a new high and then the market kind of pulls back. And then today we're getting a little bit of follow through on those deferred months, but you know, getting support off of the old highs. So the old resistance is becoming support, and so far that is holding on the deferred live cattle. The front months, of course, you know, dealing with kind of a different set of fundamentals, where we're looking at an increase in market ready cattle as we head into next month, and that'll take a while to work through those numbers. But as we get into the second quarter, we're going to be looking at a significant drop in market-ready cattle from the low placements in the fall. Weights probably will be down as well as feed grain prices soar, and it's just not going to pay to put the weight on. Higher prices might help encourage that, but I think most likely they're going to be wanting to move those cattle out as soon as they can. So you're probably going to be running into some lighter weights and some lighter numbers, and that is going to, I think, continue to support the beef market at a time when beef demand tends to be some of the best of the year, and coming off of what is expected to be a surge in stimulus spending by the government. So there's a lot of reasons to think that the beef market could do very well as we head into especially the second quarter, and again aligning with a normal strong demand season anyway. For feeder cattle, obviously they will find some support from what's expected to be a strong live cattle market, but the feed grain prices really don't look to decline all that quickly. It's a demand-led market. You've got very tight supplies around the world of corn and wheat, and China's been a major buyer, and now you've got some weather issues going on in South America that normally would be replenishing these stocks. It doesn't look like that's going to happen to the degree that we normally see from them. So interesting times in the grain space, and obviously having a big impact on the cattle space as well. Cash trade last week was at 110, which is down 1 from the previous week. Dress trade around 173 was down 2. Both of those down significantly from last year. The Fed trade was down 14 from last year, and dress trade down 26. Average dress weights, 839 pounds, was unchanged on the week, but up 12 from a year ago. Steer prices at 148, that was up 5 on the week and down 4 from a year ago. Box beef values for the choice was at 211, that was up 4 on the week and down 2 from a year ago. Prime rib at 338, down 1 on the week, up 5 from last year. 90% trimmings at 216, up 3 on the week, down 27 from last year. Year-to-date, federally inspected slaughter was down 14%. Cow slaughter's down 4%. Dress weights are up 2.6%, and beef production is down 12%. So, of course, we're just a couple weeks into the year, and you can expect these numbers to be very skewed for the next several months because of the pandemic last year. And we hadn't quite gotten to that point a year ago, but we're still reeling from that. And again, as you get into March in particular, March, April, May, the numbers really it's are going to be so skewed compared to last year that it's hard to really have much, you know, draw much conclusion from them. Now, box beef prices yesterday were higher. We had the choice up 245 at 217. The select was up 60 at 206. So the spread was up 185 at 1105. Movement 148 loads. Slaughter rates so far this week were at 229,000 head. That is down 2,000 from last week, and it's down 16,000 from last year. Feeder cattle index down 53 cents. We're sitting at 132.90. So we can see the feeder cattle definitely are on a downslide here over the last good solid week. Now every day it's just been working lower. Of course, that's just a reflection of what's going on in the auction barns. Those will be, you know, running full steam here. Normally you see a big rush of cattle in January, and I think that's part of the problem. And of course, high feed grain prices are part of the problem. Not a good time to be trying to be pushing feeder cattle into the marketplace. It's been a real struggle here, and frankly, it's hard to see that improving in the near term. And again, we see live cattle at least in the front month probably being stable. And of course, with the deferred cattle holding strong, that would be somewhat supportive to the live cattle market. But the whole beef space is suddenly watching feed grain prices very closely. And again, they have not backed off very much. Last couple of days, we've seen a bit of a correction, but we're still sitting at multi-year highs for corn and wheat. And it's going to be difficult, I think, to get away from that, at least for several months, and at least until we get the new crop harvest, which is months down the road. So I think feeder cattle will be primarily focused on that, obviously offer some support by the stronger deferred cattle, but it's the feed grain prices, I think, that will set the tone, at least for the near term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.